You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
We are well into September, which means technically we're well into spring. And with spring and with a change of season, often comes some restructuring that takes place at home. I know for one, I am very happy to be able to get rid of my winter clothing, bring out some shorts again, not looking forward to any cold weather. And so while we're doing all these changes at home, while we're adjusting to the change of seasons, we thought, why not spring clean some finances as well? So that's what we're going to be looking at in this week's Personal Finance, how to spring clean your finances. And I'm joined on the line by Senior Actuary at Metropolitan Life, Nydia Lawrence, to take a look at this and try and understand it. Good evening, Nydia. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start by taking a look at the importance of financial literacy, financial planning, and financial conversations in today's world.
Thank you, Jimmy. Unfortunately, South Africa does not have a very good literacy, right? And even our financial literacy is extremely low compared to the rest of the world. The downside of that is that we raise our kids thinking that money can be spent first instead of teaching them to save first and then to spend. If one considers the value of money in that way and to have a forward projection in terms of thinking that you have to save for the future when things are uncertain, it actually gives you more security as well.
Nydia, the new two-pot system has come into effect, and obviously that's had people rethinking how they approach their finances, and we've also spoken about things like having emergency funds and things in the past. But when we look at spring cleaning finances, what do we really mean here?
To me, it is to have to go back to basics, to groom your budget and really check that you are spending less than you earn. It is to have a re-look at your financial goals. If your circumstances have changed, you might need to amend them. And then thirdly, plan for preservation, and that's where the two-pot comes in. And we can chat about that as well if you want to. But also to review things like your insurance coverage and look at your debt. And do you save enough for emergencies that we've just spoken to? Now, the thing with two-pots is many people think, great, now it's a chance to actually get some of my money. But unfortunately, you won't get what you request, and we can talk about that.
Absolutely. You certainly, I mean, the first things first is you're going to get whatever you request, less taxes, and then less fees and all sorts of other things around that. But let's look at the two-pot in the context of the refresher and in the context of planning for preservation. I mean, the importance around saying, okay, even if we are re-looking at finances, some of the things we mustn't forget about is preservation of funds.
Absolutely. Even at Metropolitan, that is really what we would like to land with our clients, is that the purpose of a retirement annuity, the purpose of a pension fund, preservation fund, is to protect your retirement savings for retirement. The reason for the introduction of two pots by the government was first and foremost for preservation, because the retirement pots can now not be accessed when you resign. The savings pot is there for emergencies only. And of course, yes, that will help people when they are in dire situations. But apart from the taxes that will be deducted, SARS can also deduct any arrear tax. And it can also put you in a high income bracket, because SARS will add that withdrawal amount to your overall income level for the year and recalculate your marginal tax rate.
Mm. Nydia, how do I refresh my finances if I've gotten myself into a bit of a pickle? So the last couple of years have not been easy on any of us, with interest rates being so high, and it's caused us to make some decisions, maybe take on some debt that we didn't want to, or maybe have to sell off some things that we didn't plan to. How do we refresh that situation and get back on the right footing?
Anyone's finances will flourish when you manage your debt effectively. And typically that is to look at all your interest rates, where you pay the interest rate that apply to debt, and tackle the ones with the highest interest rates first. And do it bit by bit, as you would eat an elephant, and reduce your debt first. On the side, also build up an emergency fund, even if it's just a little bit, because time is your greatest friend. And compound interest, even if you only save a little bit, it really grows up. and then to see where you can actually cut by making smart changes, like have a relook at your insurance coverage. Can't you get a requote on short-term insurance to see whether somebody can actually quote you a lower amount? Reevaluate your situation. Do you really need that specific insurance cover? Is the amount right? And also relook at it when your circumstances change, where you can cut there. But the principle is to reduce debt as far as possible, take out smart debt if you can, and stay within budgets if you can.
Nydia, that emergency fund, what would be the best way to build a fund like that? Because I imagine it would have different considerations and it requires a certain level of discipline. What would be the best kind of, whether it's a vehicle to put that emergency fund into, or the best kind of approach to building that fund?
Emergencies is usually short-term. So the ideal is to invest money in short-term investments where your capital would be preserved. And ideally, you would want to save at least 3 months of your salary in emergency funds, because anything can happen, and then you can actually access that money without risking the capital of the investment. The best is, if one doesn't know in which vehicle to invest, is to talk to your financial advisor, who can really guide you there.
Have a discussion with your financial advisor. Be sure to be open and honest around the conversations that you are having. They are for your benefit at the end of the day. I think we'll leave it at that, Nydia. Thanks so much for the time and for the insights. That's Nydia Lawrence, Senior Actuary at Metropolitan Life, taking a look at how to refresh your finances and how to spring clean your finances as we head into spring.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.